Imagine waking up homeless, your only shelter, a hunting blind hidden deep in the forest. This is 17-year-old Allie Grace's reality after her father's death. She's crafted an elaborate web of lies. Her aunt and uncle believe she's staying with her friend Vivian, while Vivian thinks she's with relatives. Each day begins before dawn as she hides her meager possessions and hikes 25 minutes to catch the school bus, where the elderly driver Maggie offers small kindnesses like an umbrella despite clear forecasts. When a violent storm destroys her makeshift home, Allie finds herself trapped beneath the collapsed structure, her ankle throbbing in pain. As a mudslide threatens to bury her alive, she makes a foolish choice to retrieve her father's photo, the only memento she has left of him. Just when all seems lost, a massive white wolf appears, not to attack, but to save her life and lead her towards shelter through the darkening forest. The white wolf guides Allie to a cabin where she encounters Jared Stone, a classmate she barely knows, standing shirtless with strangely glowing caramel eyes. When Clayton Armstrong, a former senior from her school, appears and argues aggressively about her staying, something impossible happens. Both men transform before her eyes into massive wolves, Jared into the white wolf that saved her, Clay into a menacing black one. Their clothes lie tattered on the ground as they communicate through growls and posturing. When the black wolf stalks off in disgust, Jared shifts back to human form, completely naked. Rather than screaming or running, Allie simply requests coffee and a shower. Her practical response speaks volumes about her character. Too accustomed to life's unexpected cruelties to be truly shocked by anything anymore. Somehow, this supernatural revelation feels less threatening than her everyday struggles for survival. At least wolves have clear motivations, unlike humans, whose cruelty often seems arbitrary and senseless. While adjusting to the knowledge that werewolves exist, Allie faces a more immediate threat, her ex-boyfriend, Devin. What began as a promising relationship quickly turned sinister when he struck her after accusing her of cheating. When he appears at the bookstore where she works, acting as if nothing happened, his gaslighting cuts deeper than the physical abuse itself. "That wasn't me," he insists when she flinches at his touch. After Jared drives him away, offering Allie shelter, she thinks to herself that she deserves all the bad things that have happened. A heartbreaking glimpse into her self-loathing. We learn she carries crushing guilt, believing she killed both her parents and someone else before she was even born. This perceived responsibility has shaped her entire self-concept, making her believe she deserves whatever suffering comes her way. Haven't we all at times blamed ourselves for circumstances beyond our control? Allie's journey forces us to confront how trauma warps our perception of what we deserve. Despite her wariness, Allie gradually forms connections with both Jared and Clay. Jared's kindness emerges through small gestures, buying her shoes, driving her to work, ordering pizza when he notices her meager diet. He admits to checking on her during evening runs to ensure her safety. Even Clay, initially hostile, shows humanity when impressed by her colorful language and automotive knowledge. These relationships offer Allie something desperately needed, a sense of belonging. At the cabin, she experiences long-absent simple pleasures, warm showers, home-cooked meals, comfortable sleep. She and Jared bond over mixing milk duds into popcorn, a tradition from her father. Yet she remains guarded, refusing to eat lunch with Jared at school and lying about her living situation. Isn't it strange how we sometimes push away the very connections we most desperately need, fearing they'll disappear like everything else we've loved? In Jared's Jeep, as forest shadows stretch across the dashboard, Allie bombards him with questions about being a wolf. His answers reshape her reality. They aren't movie werewolves. They maintain consciousness during transformation, though wolf instincts intensify. His people were originally Endurance from Emerus, the Immortal Lands, before being cursed. Other supernatural beings exist too, the ethereal fae from crystal spires of Melorin, and the Vokari, vampires, who once ruled vast territories. Witches cursed both races 1,000 years ago in a conflict that reshaped both worlds. This mythology reveals a complex, hidden realm existing alongside humanity. The pack's survival depends on secrecy, as Jared's intimidating Uncle Ryland demonstrates when he discovers Allie at the cabin. Furious, he calls her presence a violation of sacred rules and orders Jared to ensure she'll be there tomorrow to fix their mistake, words carrying unspoken threat. What other wonders and terrors might exist just beyond our perception, hidden behind the veil of reality? As Allie adjusts to her new reality, her past catches up with her. Fleeing from Ryland's threats, she encounters Devon at her destroyed hunting blind. With glowing eyes and elongating canines, he reveals himself as a werewolf too, claiming she is his fated mate. He imprisons her in a moon room, a cave where she's chained to a wall, explaining that during the upcoming full moon, she'll undergo her first shift as part of his revenge plan against Ryland, who cast him out. His possessiveness has taken on a supernatural dimension. Showing remarkable resilience, Allie escapes by breaking her thumb to slip free from the manacle, her father's voice echoing, "Pick your ass up, Allie Grace, and keep going." Despite her valiant attempt, Devon recaptures her, and she transforms into a wolf. The process is excruciating, her bones snapping until the pain suddenly stops in a blinding white flash. Unlike movie werewolves, she retains her rational thoughts while struggling with new animal instincts. When Jared, Clay, and Ryland confront Devon, something unprecedented occurs. Meeting Jared's amber eyes, Allie feels her heart expand overwhelmingly. They howl in harmony as something settles into her bones. His voice enters her mind, mate. Then, incredibly, Clay's deep voice echoes the same word, creating an identical breathless connection when their eyes lock. The other wolves watch in disbelief. Two mates? Impossible. Overwhelmed by these connections and her wolf's persistent chanting, Allie leaps over Clay's bowing form and flees into the night. No one follows as she runs, focusing only on the cold air in her lungs and burning muscles. If she pretends it's all a dream, she can almost feel like she's flying, a thread of bliss amid dread. Having long believed herself unworthy of love, she now faces two potential mates, questioning whether she can overcome her self-loathing to accept these bonds. Allie's journey shows that our greatest transformations often come when we're broken open by circumstances beyond control. Her story transcends werewolves and supernatural bonds. It's about finding strength in vulnerability, connection after isolation, and the courage to become something new when your old life crumbles.